USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump, but President Moon, that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI has a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/street tread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Tornadoes swept through central Iowa, injuring at least 17 people, flattening buildings in three cities, and forcing the evacuation of a hospital. These two eyewitnesses describe what they saw.
It was crazy. We saw the tornado jump down, and it hit plant three, and then it looked like it bounced over four, and then hit five, six, seven.
According to two sources, former CIA director John Brennan still has top-secret government security clearance. With the security clearance, Brennan has the power to view classified government documents, discuss classified topics, and also view highly personal information on American citizens. Senator Rand Paul was asked on Fox News what is being done about this.
What we're going to do is we're going to send a letter not only to the president asking whether he still has clearance, which I think the president might be interested in this issue. I'm sending the letter also to Sessions and also to Dan Coats, who's over all of the intelligence. So we are going to press the case, and we're going to find out, does John Brennan still have clearance?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order on jobs. Now, how will this affect people, and how will it get some people back to work that are looking for work and also help train some people? Well, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is with the 22nd District of New York, and she's also a small business owner. She talks about how this is going to help her company.
And our biggest challenge is, and I've been to at least close to 100 businesses around my region, probably about 50 doing business roundtables, whether it's manufacturing, small businesses, and then another 50 since tax reform to hear about how great tax reform is working for them, and also the rollback of needless regulations. You know, we have really moved the economy in the right direction, but this is the next step. So now that we've created all these jobs, we need people to fill those jobs, and that's exactly what the president rolled out today. He made a pledge to the American worker to invest in apprenticeship, which was kind of fun. He said the word apprentice. He got a little laugh out of it. Here I am talking about apprenticeships again, and talked about that and how we're going to retrain the workforce of tomorrow and get these people back to work. And it was really spectacular. He had his whole cabinet in front of him, and then around in a huge round table, he had members and leaders of big companies around the country, whether it was FedEx, founder Fred Smith, all kinds of people standing up, and each one of them addressed the president and said, our companies are going to invest in creating workforce development, PTech, all kinds of issues.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.